The idea of rest is actually within us. It's something that we process from birth and now forgotten because of modern life that emphasizes more on speed, competitions, rapid way of living. It is nice to discover, to rediscover or reconnect with our body and this very important strength within us. A pause is actually an open space. The idea is to, as many of my other work, create a condition or a space where I can share with the audience. In this case, we are talking about resting. So here we have five participants from Venice and myself. These footages records the everyday life, the everyday moments of resting, gesture, activities, or time. Each and every participants have their own way of feeling at rest.
The idea is that as you enter deeper into the pavilion, you are drawn to the windows, which have now become doorways because the steps actually lead you towards the windows. Your body and your movement, it slows down as well. The dimensions of this space invites different postures of rest. You could choose to stand, you could lie, you could sit down, you could lean. It's basically your body telling you what it wants to do. We've completely reconfigured the pavilion using larch wood, which is the same timber that's used within the Arsenale's floorboards. And the idea is really to assimilate the pavilion into its existing architecture. So we adopt the building's material language as it is, so that it looks like it's been here for a while.
Where is your favourite space in this exhibition?
Well, this particular space here, which is so comfortable, they're quite cosy and quite private. So you can kind of look at people around here, but at the same time, you also can look at people who are watching the video. I came across this because at one point, I was a caregiver for my mother. So seeing how her body deteriorated to the end where she passed on in the year 2023. And at the same time, I was also consciously feeling my own aging process with my body. The body is still the continuities. I'm maybe moving from the physical forms of the studies of the body from the beginning, now looking inward to find the inner strength of stillness for our renewal. When you're working in a different environment, engage with things that you find in their everyday, familiar features. When we rode around Venice, having to go through all the bridges, then you realize that each time when you reach the bridge, this step changed. It's not like the usual step that we use, where it's quite steep. These are designed like shallower steps with wider spacing. This, in fact, slowed down the way we moved. It is interesting how the design directs our gesture, our activities. In a way, this precisely speaks about what I wanted to say, how to slow down. So here we are borrowing the elements of step to convey that message. I may start with black and white, the body forms. It then moves on to walking, chatting, and then now we're talking about resting. These are very natural process. As you go from the form into the internal, you're actually talking about a life in itself. My development in the 40 years become a life practice. For me, then my art and my life merges. I don't separate them, they are one. The role of the artist with their art is to speak, to offer something new, a new perspective, their finding, their study, you're not actually having a specific audience in mind. You have to be true to what you want to express.
Why is slowing down so important today?
Slowing down so that you have time for yourself, you have time for reflection, you have time to think about other things other than what worries you every day.